Hello, and a very good morning to you. This is, it's me. It's Steve. Who else could it be here? It's not going to be Pilar, because Pilar... Oh dear, I can hear... I don't know, because this microphone, because of the compressor, we pick up all the sounds from outside. And someone was... sounded like a suitcase, one of those ones with the wheels, when the wheels don't go around properly and makes all the noise. So if you could hear that, I do apologise. The compressor on this bit of kit we have here is rather sort of too good, quite frankly. Well, here we are, Steve here, with the English program's presentation of our little contribution to the Jane Austen project. And it's been a while since we last sort of made a contribution. A Ball at Pemberley, Chapter 3, Part 4, was our last episode 2 weeks ago. It was 14 days ago. So it's been a while. I've been rather busy with all the normal sort of regular work I'm doing. The broadcasts, I'm teaching at the university here. As well as, I am a student as well, you know, don't you know? Yes. I have been doing, and I completed successfully last weekend, my own sort of Jane Austen course that I was on, and I had to sort of do all the essays and everything and submit it, and you know, we had our fingers crossed, didn't we, Pilar? Because I was going to pass, of course. We passed with flying colours, I believe. So I've been a bit sort of nervous. As a student, you know, it's quite natural. So I've been very busy sort of learning everything I possibly could about Jane Austen for the benefit of my essay writing skills. And I got my final assessment last week, and I passed, so I got the credits, which is great. But I've been sort of quite I've been slightly on another planet for the last 2 weeks. So although Jane Austen has been sort of firmly on my mind, it wasn't a Ball at Pemberley that was on my mind. But we are back, and I think we should be okay now for a while. We take a little rest, and then I start my studies again sort of later next month. So I've got a few weeks grace, if you like. So we're back with A Ball at Pemberley, our little presentation, our interpretation, if you like. And it's very important that this particular episode, I'm using it as a sort of admin sort of thing to get a few things out. We only have 5 minutes, obviously, on the boo, so we have to be quite quick. I could sit here for half an hour speaking about all these little bits which I have on my sort of my mental list. The main things I want to mention is that I, as always, am extremely grateful and honoured for and or by the opportunity to sort of do my bit, my contribution, to read out these chapters. We do it in bits because of the time limit. Otherwise, we would sort of do the entire episode in one go. But apart from that, we are intending to complete. You know, we started it and we intend to finish it. We're just slightly behind the actual tweeting, so we're not live. Oh, maybe we should do that, Pilar. We should sit here and sort of read it out as the tweets come in or something. That's something to think about for the next, if you do another one. Now, you still, if you want to take part, if you want to contribute, you can go to austenproject.com and sign up, get more information. I will just say that the final story session is Tuesday, May the 3rd. So you've got the whole of April and then May the 3rd. So get in touch with the Jane Austen Twitter project and express your interest in taking part. I will make this point that although I'm reading all the contributions, I am not one of the authors. I am not, so far at least, I have not contributed. Everything I'm reading has been written by the contributors, and I think everybody has done a fantastic job. So well done to you. All I'm doing is reading it out. But all of the congratulations go to all of you who are taking part in the actual